Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot. It's DJ IQ.
Runway. The runway. God's way.
No!
witch doctor. I want to get on tape.
Serving up the beats and making it hush. It's DJ IQ.
I'm
our hands together. On the bass. The real.
To the real.
Wait. The legendary.
The legendary. Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live, back on the air. It's a Tuesday night. We haven't been on the radio in a long time on a Tuesday night. But guess what? It's definitely the hottest spot on a Tuesday night. Collections Radio. How are you doing out there in radio land, honey? I want to say hi to all my listeners in the chat room. Hi to all my listeners that's on the phone lines. You are now tuned in to one of the hottest radio shows in ballroom history, The Collections Ball 2011, where one house will definitely walk away with $10,000 for the house with the most points. And if they're lucky, they can also walk away with $5,000 for the best house grand march. It's going down October 15th in Richmond, Virginia, hosted by the legendary one herself, the rock stocking, the $5,000 trendsetter, the woman that brings you the cash, the mega money, the mega bills, the legendary Jasmine Couture. How you doing, honey? Yes, but it's definitely going down in Richmond, Virginia. The actual flyer will definitely be out on the 20th at the Latex Ball. You can definitely go to Facebook and definitely go up on the Collections Ball or Facebook.com/Collections Ball. And if you don't know how to spell it, it's Facebook. I know all you girls know how to spell that. .com/Collections. Collections space ball BALL, honey, and it will definitely be up there. Yes, it will definitely. I didn't cook tonight. I was running late, honey. That's why we have a late start. I didn't cook tonight. I was doing a lot of running around and getting myself together for this weekend. I definitely have a long weekend. We're going to talk about the weekend that's coming up. This weekend is definitely a long weekend. And we're also going to be talking about the Collections Ball. If anybody have any questions that they would like to ask about the Collections Ball, you can definitely feel free to definitely press 1. And, you know, because a lot of girls is calling and asking questions, and we're definitely going to be here coming and giving you the breakdown and the rundowns on the categories and the things that my sister definitely is going to be looking for the categories. It's basically easy and simple. And, you know, girls, it's not really hard, but, you know, a lot of girls seem to have a lot of complications when it comes to categories, and I don't want any girls to have any complications when it comes to categories. I want everybody to come to the ball and definitely turn it out and get through and get their 10 and definitely try to win a point for your house, or definitely try to win a point if you're a 007, honey, because, you know, 007s can still walk the ball too, honey. How you doing? But we definitely, it's definitely a double feature, cash and trophies. It's definitely going to be going down in Richmond. I want to see what girls is going to come out and definitely turn it out, honey. You know, it's a lot of categories, honey. My sister has opened just a new runway for the male figures versus the female figures. That category is 1 point. You have open to all performance, softy cunt versus dramatic versus female figures. Okay, well. I was going to break it down. Okay, sorry. Somebody said damn. What do you say damn to? If any of you girls have any questions, it's on the phone line. Feel free to definitely press 1. Any mothers or fathers out there, you have any questions or comments or concerns that you want to get voiced, definitely feel free to press 1. She is in the building, and she can definitely answer your questions for you. So definitely feel free to definitely press 1. I hope all you girls definitely do come out this weekend. Hold on. I'm going to take a little commercial break, and I'll be back.
Come on.
Who runs this
play that motherfucking song for you girls who run the world. But baby, right now it's who runs the motherfucking ball. And right now, October 15th, my sister, Jasmine Couture, the legend, will be running the motherfucking ball, honey. $15,000 motherfucking dollars, bitch. Girl, what I tell you, my sister does make history in this motherfucking ball, Miss Say. And, baby, she's definitely going to give y'all a show, baby. And for all you girls that don't know what goes on in the background when it comes to her creating a ball and making a ball, bitch, and doing this for y'all, bitch, it's a lot of preparations over months and time of making categories and thinking about what's the best that's going to make the girls come out and show their creativity and their talent and everything. And when she sits down and she makes these categories up, that's exactly what she does, because the girls definitely do bring their A game when they hear a collections ball. And it ain't got to be a collections ball. When the girls hear her name is attached to something, the girls definitely do know that they're definitely going to get their money's worth, and they're definitely going to get their money, and it's not going to be any games or any shenanigans when it comes to the coins, okay? So I advise all the girls out there, mothers and fathers, get your troops together, have them at the building, Miss Dang. Definitely hit my sister up, because tables are definitely on sale, and, you know, you could definitely get your tables. So definitely hit her up, or you can hit her up on Facebook. Her phone number's on the bottom of the event on Facebook, and, you know, call her. Get your tables. We have tables that's on the side, and we have tables that's in the middle. The tables that's on the side is going for $200, and then we have the VIP section. It's only 5 VIP tables, and those VIP tables are going for $250, honey. And if you was at the last collections store when she gave away the $5,000, you definitely got your money worth for your tables. So that's best to believe that when it's couture and when it's collections, you're definitely going to get your money's worth. I have girls on the phone lines. And if you girls have any questions, y'all don't have to sit here and listen to me talk. Y'all can definitely call in and definitely ask questions. Questions are a virtue, honey. You know, you need to know things. Please don't wait until the last minute to want to call and bombard my sister with questions, because you girls know when it time comes to a ball and you get shorter in time and shorter in time, you have a lot of things that you're doing. So please, girls, if you're out there, if you have any questions, you can definitely hit up on Facebook. You can definitely press 1 and definitely come up on the line, and she'll definitely come up and answer your questions. For any questions that y'all definitely do have, please don't wait till the last minute, girls. This is $10,000 for the house with the most trophies, $5,000 for the house with the best square march. Please don't wait till the last minute, girls. I don't want you to wait till the last minute. Girls, definitely start looking at flights. Definitely start looking at hotel rooms. Definitely start looking at bus tickets or whatever means of transportation that you're going to use to get to Richmond, Virginia that day. Please definitely start looking into that. The best place for you girls to definitely stay is definitely on McGlobian Turnpike. The hotels and the motels over there are very cheap, and they're 10 minutes away from the ball. And I think about $15 to $20 in a cab if you don't have mode of transportation to get to the ball. So definitely start looking into that and get it while it's hot and get it while it's good and while it's motherfucking cheap, Miss Day. Y'all don't want to wait till the last minute and the ticket skyrocketed and you got to worry about tickets and hotels and effects and all of that. So try to get up on that now, Miss Day. I was about to say something else, but I'm going to keep that comment to myself. How you doing? Hold on, I have a caller. My first caller that I have for the evening is 323-352. You're live on the air.
What's up, Kelly?
What's going on, baby? Who am I speaking with?
Father D. Revlon in California.
Hey, Father Revlon.
How are you?
What's going on? How you doing, baby?
Pretty cool. My question is, how is the Grand March going to be judged?
Okay. Jasmine, let me get Jasmine on the line for you. Hold on.
All right.
We don't care what people say. We know the truth.
Brother D. Revlon, I have a question for you.
My question is, how is the Grand March going to be judged, and who is it going to be judged by?
I'm going to have a panel of judges up there. Not sure who the panel is going to be yet, but it'll be a panel of judges, preferably legends and icons. I still have to go over the list, so it's still kind of early to determine that. And as far as how it's, when you say how it's going to be judged, what do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, if you say it's going to be a panel, then that's going to take care of that right there. I just
didn't know.
I didn't know if you were going to pick, you know, from you or what. But since
well,
you say it's going to be a panel up there, you know, it's going to
be a panel up there. So each house that I've been speaking with, they are requested to send me three of their choice, as far as, you know, three of their top overseers or leaders or overalls and stuff that may not be participating in the Grand March that can represent for the house and judge on behalf of them. So that's the request that's going out to each house for the ball. And that's usually how it is for all of them. But each house is to send me three of their best, two main ones and one alternate. And then I'll be deciding on, you know, who's going to be judging what portion and things of that sort.
Gotcha. All right, that'll do it.
Okay.
All right, no more.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, anybody that has questions, I'm not taking any questions from Yahoo. Feel free to definitely press 1, and I will definitely take your questions on the phone line, honey. This is not Kelly Yassin over 1,000 questions to Kelly to ask Jasmine. Jasmine is here. Jasmine is a businesswoman, and her time is very valuable. So feel free to definitely press 1 and come up here and ask Jasmine any questions that you would like to ask her so they can be answered for you. So your question will not be misconstrued by me, because you know my elevator don't go all the way upstairs. You might send me a question, and I might not say it right, and Jasmine might not answer it right. So feel free to definitely press 1 and ask this lady your question. How you doing?
Kelly.
Down. Yes.
What are you doing?
I'm sitting here tweezing. What?
You okay?
Yes, baby, I'm sitting here tweezing, honey. I got a little fine, you know, things, honey. And I have to take a tweezer. Hold on, I have another caller. 404-823, you're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly and Jasmine, it's Marcus. What's going on?
Hey, Marcus.
Hey, I have a question. So, okay, if it... The Grand March part is going to be judged by judges, but how would they pick who's the winner? Because you really can't battle at the production or anything. So would each person vote, and then whoever has the most votes wins, or how would it go?
I haven't really determined on how it's going to happen that, you know, as of yet. How it's, you know, if it's going to be a scoring system, I don't want to, you know, I sometimes don't want to play with scoring systems because when you think of, you know, other people competing, they might purposely throw a low score on there.
Right.
I'm hoping to have, you know, a panel that basically we know, the audience knows, you know, who turned it that night. It's not going to be a hard factor. You know, and I'm looking for the best. You know, the panel will be up there as well, but we'll all make the decision on what happens. You know, who really turns it out the best. It ain't going to be no battles for any house categories. There's not going to be no battles for that Grand March. It's basically who really brought the building down, and that's how it's going to be for that night. So, you know, it still hasn't been determined on how it's going to happen. I still got 2 months to play with it. But it's going to be in those lines of, you know, making it as fair as possible.
Bitch, I know what you're talking about.
Okay, cool.
Thank you, Marcus, for definitely calling in. Yes, honey. So any of you other girls, a lot of girls have some good questions that they call in here and they're asking about. I got a bunch of girls on the phone line. So girls, call it. Let me tell you one thing. The children out here in the ballroom scene, you don't have to wait for your parents to take and call Jasmine and ask Jasmine questions. Y'all can pick up the phone and y'all can ask Jasmine yourself, ask her questions. Do not be afraid of my sister. She's just like everybody else. She's a normal person outside of the ballroom scene, just like everybody else. She's not nasty. She's not a bitch like me. Okay? So you could definitely pick up the phone and definitely call her and ask her questions if you have questions. Or you could definitely press 1 at this time and definitely ask her questions if you have questions, okay? Don't wait for your mothers and fathers to ask her questions for categories when you can ask it yourself and get it straight from the horse's mouth, honey.
I'm going to go over a couple of things real quickly. The only reason why this show is on the air tonight is because I did have something to say. As far as bringing up something, I have been contacting a lot of the houses in reference to the Grand March in advance, so you guys can brainstorm and come up with some ideas for what you guys are doing. But just to kind of touch up on it again, the Grand March seems to be the very popular category that night, and I'm looking for a Grand March, representing for your house, bringing your house on the runway and showing your hottest members, no less than 10, no more than 20 of your hottest members. And I want to see a production of, something based on a movie, bringing it to life in your own interpretation or so. I've been contacting a lot of the houses and, putting the bug in the air of what I'm looking for. As of next month, this upcoming Monday, I'm going to be taking requests for the movies that you guys want to do. When I do take your request, there will be one movie allowed for the house, and that movie will be solely for that house. Once you pick a movie, no other house can pick that movie. I'm not going to let anyone know what house is doing what movie. If you come and you say, I want to do a certain movie, hopefully it's available and no other house has picked it. I will start taking that request next Monday at 2 p.m., and that's when people can start contacting me. At that point, that's the reason why we're on the air now. So everybody can tell your house leaders and this stuff, if you guys have been talking about it, start coming up with the ideas for your movie, and know that I will start taking requests as of next Monday. And that's pretty much it with that. As far as the categories go in general, there was a misprint on the categories that I had posted on Facebook and stuff. The misprint was I had put urban streetwear twice in a two-point section and a three-point section. I did remove it from the two-point section, and urban streetwear that night will be for 3 points. Your individual categories are based on a movie theme or character that you've always seen and you always wanted to bring to life, maybe, or however you want to do it. But it's not calling for you to have any productions or any props or anything. And these are for individual categories, your faces, your performances and the runways and stuff. Just bring the look that you want to do. And it doesn't mean just copy a look. It means that put it into your own little, feel, being creative. Let your creativity speak for itself as far as what you're doing for your category. But no productions or no props. And make sure it's a movie, not TV shows, not TV sitcoms. Make sure it's actually a movie, a motion picture. And that's for your individual categories. And then the As a House categories, there's 5 As a House categories. Those categories can have productions and music and props and things of that sort. So I just wanted to touch up on that. But you'll be hearing me say this over and over and over again, constantly, so it can stick into everyone's head, as time gets closer to the event. But those are really the main things that I wanted to touch up on. Again, next Monday I will be taking the request for your movie. So make sure you contact me early. you know, that date, next Monday at 2 p.m., I will start taking the requests. Give me a call. We will speak about it, and I will mark you down. Each house, again, pick three of your top officials to judge the ball. Two main ones and an alternate in case someone has to, you know, use the restroom and needs to take a break or something like that. So every main house, I want you to give me three of your people to represent you that night. Tables, like Kelly said, there are going to be tables there, tables on the sides of the runway, as well as a pit area that I'm calling that will have five VIP tables in the center between the two runways. Those tables are going for $250. And in all honesty, I have about seven requests for those tables already. Officially, no one has paid for them, but on a first-come, first-served basis, it will be gone. And I've been told that it's going to be happening this week. So a lot of people have been having conference calls and meetings and collecting money from different chapters, and so that, you know, they may go quickly. So I would suggest that a lot of people get your requests in for your movies and get your tables out the way. And that's pretty much it for now. I don't know really what else to touch up on. If you guys have questions, just call in, press 1. Or if you're in a chat room, you can, you know, if you're in a chat room, I'll take some questions as well.
So if you have any questions from the chat room, definitely feel free to definitely put your questions in. Jasmine's in the chat room, and she's definitely looking, and you can definitely get your questions answered. So if you girls have any questions, get your questions answered now. Or if you don't want to ask it now and you want to wait until next week, Monday, you could definitely do that also.
The main thing that people should be really focusing on this week when it comes to the ball, because like Kelly said, it does take a lot of time and preparation, but there is a host of other balls that people will be preparing for as well. So no one is trying to step on anyone else's toes, but the main thing is really getting your movie out the way. That should definitely be the first thing that you guys focus on, because what's going to wind up happening is I'm giving you guys a 60-day notice. Not a notice, but giving you 60 days to kind of play with it, because as we know, this will fly by really, really quickly. So that's the only reason why I'm taking a request for the movies in advance. You know, lock down your movie, pick your movie, lock it down, and you have 60 days to prepare for this category. And then, of course, you know, everyone is just getting prepared for latex. Everyone's getting prepared for the Chanel ball. Everyone's getting prepared for Chicago and stuff. But at least you guys have put your movies in. And in between the time, you know, you guys can prepare for it and bring it correctly. Hopefully, by the requests that I've been getting from people, as far as all the questions and asking questions and things of that sort, it seems like it's going to be very, very interesting and very, very hot that night. So hopefully everybody will be participating. So again, if you are, you know, no leaders are on the phone tonight, or you're just the children, contact your leaders, contact your house parents, speak with them about it. In all honesty, I've been hearing tons of feedback from every house that's out there, small and large. So definitely, you know, speak with your house parents about it and let them know. If I haven't been able to contact everyone because I am constantly busy, but I have been trying to, you know, start getting your ideas for your movies. I'll start taking them next Monday, but that doesn't mean, you know, you guys can't wait or, you know, put a request in. But the earlier, the better, because if one house says they're going to do a certain movie, then you guys a month later say, oh, yeah, we decide we want to walk. We're going to do this movie. It may not be available. So at least put your bids in really, really early to get it prepared.
Yes, honey. Well, if anybody else do not have any questions, I'm going to play Who Runs the World once again, and then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to see if we have any more callers. And if we don't have any more callers, I'm going to close out the show until next week, Monday, when we definitely will be back here to definitely recap the functions that happened this weekend from state to state. We'll definitely be back live on the air to definitely recap my ball that's going to be happening this Friday in Newark, New Jersey at the Globe, where I have a whole host of categories, and I also have open to all performance for $500 plus the $10 pot. It's the superheroes versus the villains showdown at the Globe. So I'm going to play Who Runs the World, and then I'm going to come back to see if we have any callers. And if we don't have any callers, then I'm going to close out the show with my closing remarks. How you doing? Kevin, take us away. Tuesday night. when we definitely come back in September. This is definitely the Collections Ball radio station, the official station for the Collections Ball, where you can definitely get all your information for the Collections. Oh, sorry, hold on. Oh, I'm so sorry. Kurt, you're live on the air.
What's up, Kelly?
What's going on, baby? How are you doing? I didn't see you. What's going on?
I have two questions for Jasmine.
She's there.
Are cocktails going to be served all night long?
Yes. I would hope
thank
so.
Thank you. And two, what's the host hotel?
I haven't done a host hotel yet. I haven't got to that point yet on my list. I've been trying to get the houses prepared for the movie part and then get the flyer out and stuff. But I'm going to start working on that. Hopefully sometime next week I'll be having that information available as far as picking the right host hotel in the area and seeing what's good. And, you know, might need to be a couple of hotels, actually. You know, I might pick two or something like that because the hotels that I've seen in that area don't have a lot of rooms. So kind of looking into that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Kyle, for definitely calling in.
You're welcome.
Jasmine, would you like to say anything before we get off the air?
For you people who have not seen the flyer yet, just go to Facebook, and it's on my page. It's on Kelly's page, or it's under Collections Ball. Just do a search at the top field, you know, in the top area, and type in Collections Ball, and you should be able to see, you know, the page. Go to your upcoming events. If you guys have a chance, you know, if request was sent out to close to 5,000 people, well, really 6,000 people from everyone's list. So go to your events section, click on attending, maybe attending, not attending, whatever you're doing. Click on your likes on your, you know, on Facebook to receive updated information. It's also in the notes section under Collections Ball. There's a notes section on the wall, and you can see the full flyer on there. Or in the events section, you can see the full flyer on there. Flyers should be passed out at the Latex Ball and at the next couple of major events that are coming up. And, of course, you know, if you have any questions, you can hit me up on Facebook, my personal one or the collections one. My number is on there where you guys can reach me. I'm usually available after 2 p.m., and I am up pretty late because I do work the evening shift. So you guys can reach me, you know, at any time to answer any questions that you have. And I just want to say, you know, I really appreciate all the support. I've been getting a lot of hit-ups, a lot of questions, you know, a lot of support from people that are really looking so forward to this. I pretty much can't wait. So I want everyone to be on point. That's why I kind of promote a little early, and I'm here to answer any questions that you guys have. And hopefully it's not too complicated, and don't think too hard because it's not hard at all. So just reach out, and I'll try to help you and guide you as much as I can. And that's pretty much
it. Okay. Well, this is definitely the official radio station for the Collections Ball. This is Tins or Chops, Blog Talk Radio / Tins or Chops, the official radio station for the Collections Ball, where you can get all information and all updates for the ball. And I hope to definitely see all of you October 15th at the Collections Ball. I hope to definitely see everybody this Saturday at the Globe for myself and Michael Haynes' function, where I definitely do have a whole slew of categories. I have about 14 categories, plus the grand prize, which is $500, open to all performance. the villains versus the superheroes, the showdown. It's a $10 entry fee. I hope all the girls definitely do come out this Friday to the Globe and definitely do have some motherfucking fun this weekend, honey. And don't forget, it's definitely Black Pride here in New York City. So I'll definitely see all of you back here Monday night live at 11 o'clock for the Collections Radio Station. I'm the legendary overall East Coast mother, Kelly. I love y'all all for loving me. And like I tell you, every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, whatever bathroom, whatever alley where you definitely do go into and you definitely do pick somebody up from, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. Kevin, take us away with who runs the motherfucking balls. Jasmine.
Come on.
Who runs it, papa? I am the voice.